Prouty would have been horrified to learn that this secret team might include Nazis brought into the military-industrial complex after the war. Another insider who confirmed that a plot was afoot was President Truman's choice for America's first Secretary of Defense, James V. Forrestal, a man intimately connected with the globalists. Forrestal noted, "These men are not incompetent or stupid. They are crafty and brilliant. Consistency has never been a mark of stupidity. If they were merely stupid, they would occasionally make a mistake in our favor. They did not make mistakes that favor the best interests of the American people. Take, for example, the position assumed by the George W. Bush administration toward the Russian Federation. Following the collapse of communism, there was a splendid opportunity to create new friendship and working arrangements with the 86 political entities that comprise the new Russian Federation. No real negative mention was made of Russia during the Clinton years. Yet suddenly, following the arrival of the Bush administration and the attacks of 9/11, Russia has been presented as a potential enemy, and the United States has provoked hostility there by aggressive diplomatic and military maneuvers. When the Cold War ended, we seized upon our unipolar moment as the lone superpower to seek geopolitical advantage at Russia's expense," noted conservative writer Patrick J. Buchanan. Though the Red Army had packed up and gone home from Eastern Europe voluntarily, and Moscow felt it had an understanding we would not move NATO westward, we exploited our moment. Not only did we bring Poland into NATO, we brought in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and virtually the whole Warsaw Pact, planting NATO right on Mother Russia's front door. Now there is a scheme afoot to bring in Ukraine and Georgia in the Caucasus, the birthplace of Stalin. Others saw America's reaction to Russian peace overtures as nothing less than aggression, perhaps a continuation of the National Socialist agenda of destroying the old Soviet Union. According to Mike Whitney of the Information Clearinghouse, a reader-supported web information service, since September 11, 2001, the Bush administration has carried out an aggressive strategy to surround Russia with military bases, install missiles on its borders, topple allied regimes in Central Asia, and incite political upheaval in Moscow through U.S.-backed pro-democracy groups. It was also noted that it was Bush's America, not Russia, that withdrew from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, a move that reminded some of the USSR's Cold War-era public pledge never to be the first to use nuclear weapons, a pledge never reciprocated by the United States.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.